The voice of him that crieth in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord. Make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Please be seated. If any of you were not quite certain whether or not Advent is a penitential season, now you know. You've heard the readings, the message, now you know. The prophets are people who come so close to God, and God comes so close to them, that they know what is most important. That's how the Advent story begins that we've been teaching the children and that I've been leading in the chapel. The prophets know what is most important. Because prophets are people who stop and pay attention to God. They reflect on what they see in the world and what they know is true about God. And then whatever the cost, they say what they believe. Isaiah, in today's passage, was not referring to Jesus Christ exactly, but to a Messiah. And as some of you know, a Messiah, the word Messiah means one who is anointed with oil. The kings of Israel were anointed with oil. You may remember Saul, old Samuel goes and pours a whole jar of oil over Saul and enfolds him in God's blessing so that he can be a prophet and a king, a wise leader who knows right from wrong and who governs with justice and equity. And then Saul fails. And then David is anointed. And so what Isaiah is on about in this passage is that he's hoping for a king who will rule with justice and truth. That's the hope. Not for the king, but for God's justice and truth to be the way that life is organized, the way that life is led. And then he's so bold to say that when that person comes, whoever it may be, the whole world will be changed. So much so that calves and wolves and lions and children can all play together because it is a completely different kind of world, one of peace and care for one another. So that's what Isaiah preached, among other things. And then we have the wild-eyed John in the wilderness, who's preaching judgment. John preached judgment. In our world today, we don't particularly like that word, judgment. Feels bad. But how would you know what to do or not do without judgment? Condemnation, now that's what you need to be wary of, condemning others. But judgment is exactly what we need. And that's exactly what God gave us in the prophets and in John, who said simply, repent. What does that even mean, repent? Some of you heard it preached that repentance is turning around, returning to God. And that's true. It does mean to return to God. But what it means is something much different than that also, or bigger than that. The actual Greek word is metanoia. Anybody here ever studied metaphysics or metadata? Something meta is beyond larger than. And noia is mind, being. Metanoia is to be, to have a whole new mind, a larger mind. If I, maybe I should say when I break my relationship with you, when I sin against you, and I come back and ask for forgiveness, if I'm not changed, if I'm the exact same person with the exact same mind and heart who comes to you and asks for forgiveness, what's the point? Why am I even asking? If we come to God and ask for forgiveness, and we are exactly the same person who sinned, what's the point? The prophets called us to have a new mind, to be changed, to see the world so differently from the perspective of what we've been taught, to see the world so differently that we bring about God's justice and truth in how we live with one another. John preached repentance. Be changed. And what we got was Jesus. What we got was God's judgment on the world, and it looks like Jesus. It looks like grace. It looks like mercy. It looks like one who creates community and that knows how to deal with sin, to be changed, to seek forgiveness, and to help each other. Because I may be sitting here, standing here, and you sitting there, but I need every one of you to help me and George and every person on staff do the things that we are here to do, to become the kind of people we're here to become. And you need each other. And you need me and us. And I don't know how to be a Christian alone. Do you? I don't know how to put on the mind of Christ alone. It's something we're called to do together. To be Christians is to be community. To be Christians is to be the body of Christ. Not just in this place, of course, but out there. Somehow the prophets were always pointing to this moment of remembering and hoping to repentance. Not a groveling, but a whole new way of seeing the world that brings about life, justice, and mercy. Amen.